and you are listening to KTWHLP in Two Harbors, Minnesota. It's time for the Beet Farm. We have a live Beet Farm tonight, and so I'm going to turn it over to Carl and Leslie.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new.
Hello, and thanks for tuning into the Beet Farm Show here at KTWH 99.5 FM, Two Harbors. If you find yourself away from this area, you can still hear us by streaming the show at ktwh.org. The Beet Farm Show consists of vintage in-studio performances of a variety of musicians and genre every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. This is Leslie and Carl's Beet Farm Show, though, and we're here the third Friday of the month with new live sessions in the studio. I suppose you're realizing, though, that this is not the third Friday. Yes, it's the second Friday, and we're just pleased to have our guest here. Beet Farms are also rebroadcast the following Sunday at 3 p.m. Again, thanks for listening. Today, our live guest here is 19-year-old Paul Zelli. You might know him as Sleepy Bones Allison. He's been in the studio before, and we're so tickled to have him here. Please start us off with a song, will you, Paul?
All right. This is one I wrote called Girl So Fine.
Ever since I met her, you know I can't forget her. I think about her all the time. Oh, that girl's so fine, I can't get her out of my mind. I know I gotta get her, gotta show her, gotta let her know what's going on inside. Oh, the girl's so fine, I can't get her out of my mind. But every time I meet her, I don't know how to greet her, and all my words come out wrong. My senses decide to flee me and my nerves defeat me. Oh, I'm lost and I can't stay strong. I really haven't a clue what on earth I can do to let her know what I feel in my heart. But when I try to think of something, I don't even know where to start. Ever since I met her, you know I can't forget her. I think about her all the time. Oh, the girl's so fine, I can't get her out of my mind. I don't know how to greet her, and all my words come out wrong. My senses decide to flee me and my nerves defeat me. Oh, I'm lost and I can't stay strong. I really have no clue what on earth I can do to let her know what I feel in my heart. But when I try to think of something, I don't even know where to start. Ever since I met her, you know I can't forget her. I think about her all the time. Oh, the girl's so fine, I can't get her out of my mind.
All right.
Thank you.
Wow, that was Girl So Fine, written by our guest, Paul Zelli. And you know, I think you just expressed the thoughts and ideas of every single young man in this country, because isn't that just the thing? You don't know what to say, you don't know what to do, but you can't get her out of your mind. Very nice song, Paul. Could you just tell us a little bit about yourself so the folks at home know who they're listening to?
Right.
Where are you from?
So I am from Northeast Iowa. I'm from Waverly, which is about a half hour from the Cedar Fall Waterloo area.
Oh.
I have been playing guitar since I was 5 and a half. I do a lot on electric. For the last few years, I've also been working up this kind of acoustic set, like what I'm doing right now.
Right. I noticed that you're playing a Martin acoustic guitar. Is that special in any way, or was that your first guitar?
Yeah. So this is a Taylor guitar, actually.
Oh, it's a Taylor. That's right.
But I got it a few years ago. It's just one that I really like playing.
Yeah. It's just the difference in the sound sometimes with an acoustic guitar.
Right.
And you really like that one. That's good. Let me see. So you're 19 years old.
Yep.
And why are you here from Iowa? Did you come just for the show?
So our family takes a trip up to the North Shore area every year. Sometimes we're based more in the Grand Marais area, and sometimes we're down here in Two Harbors, and we really like visiting this area and make a point of doing it.
Yay! And so I know that there were a couple of people at the station who knew you before, because I know you were in this very room before with a teenage led show. And
yep.
When was that? Approximately 2 years, 5 years?
I think it was 3 years ago.
Uh-huh. Probably. And that was when our teenagers in the studio, our high schoolers, were
yep.
leading the show, and that's real cool. How about another song?
Sure. I'll do the first song I wrote. This one I wrote when I was 8, and it's called Too Young to Play the Blues.
How you doing, y'all? My name is Paul. I play guitar. But rules stay, and they stay what they are. Haven't paid my dues. I'm too young to play the blues. There's a band in town. I wish I could go on down, but I can't drive a car, no. I can't go, no, I can't go in a bar. Since I can't have booze, I'm too young to play the blues. Life, I'll have a wife, I'll play guitar. And I might become a star. But for now, you know the news. I'm too young to play the blues.
Wow. I'm here to tell you, you are not too young to play the blues, but maybe when you were how old? You wrote that at 8 years old?
Yep.
Were you playing the guitar with it, or did you just write the song back then?
No, I was playing electric guitar at the time. When I do solos, I normally improvise, so what I play is different every time, so it wasn't in that exact form or anything, but you can find a video on YouTube of me playing it at the age of 8.
Wow, that is way cool. Since you mentioned the subject, could you talk about that a little bit? Well, how do you get on YouTube to see what you're all about?
Yeah, so I have pages on Facebook and YouTube called Sleepy Bones Allison, and then I also have a website at sleepybonesallison.com.
Right, okay, because our listeners often want to hear about that. Let's see. I'm just going to ask you to go ahead and play another song. Is that
all
okay?
Right, that sounds good.
Good.
So this is going to be the first song that I heard that really made me want to learn to play blues guitar, and it's Stevie Ray Vaughan's Pride and Joy. To the blind, my baby's love, it caused the sun to shine. She's a sweet little thing, she's my pride and joy, she's my sweet little baby, and I'm her lover boy. Well, I love my baby with my heart and soul. Love like a horse won't never grow old. She's a sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby, and I'm her little lover boy. Well, I love my baby, yeah, she's long and lean. Mess with her, you see a man get mean. She's my sweet little thing. My pride and joy. She is my sweet little baby, and I'm her lover boy. Thank you.
finest wine. Stick with her until the end of time. She's my sweet little thing. She's my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby, and I'm her little lover boy. Well, I love my baby with my heart and soul. Love like a husband to never, never, never grow old. She is my pride and joy. She's my sweet little baby, and I'm her little lover boy.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Stevie Ray Vaughan would be smiling big time right now. That was so good. So I know that he must have been one of your big influences.
Right.
Because you said when you heard him play that song, you knew you wanted to do that. And were there any others? I think I read that you had a couple other.
Yeah, so I am influenced by a lot of blues players like Stevie Ray Vaughan, Gary Moore, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Robert Cray. I took lessons for a while with Cedar Rapids' Craig Erickson.
Oh.
I also consider some rock bands, like, for example, the Allman Brothers Band, to be influences.
Uh-huh, yeah. How did you actually start playing guitar, though, at five? I mean, did somebody give you a little plastic guitar? Or I'm always curious about that.
Yeah. So my dad had started trying out a little bit of guitar, and I was really interested in that. So we went to a music store. And at first got like a half-size guitar.
Uh-huh.
And then as I started picking it up, we went up to like a three-quarter size guitar. And then I started playing. I got a Squire Stratocaster that was full size and played on that for a long time.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it was really your dad who he started playing and then you kind of wanted to also.
Yep.
In that way. Yeah, there's a lot of people we have in the studio who got their start from a family member, and which surprised me because, of course, being a retired music teacher, I want to think that, of course, they were inspired in school.
Oh. I'm sure there's a lot that are influenced that way also.
Yeah, that's true. But I think more times than not, family members kind of get people interested. Let's see. So, did you say Robert Cray is the one who is in Iowa? No.
Craig Erickson.
Yeah, okay, because I thought, well, yeah, Craig Erickson, somewhere in Cedar Falls, right?
Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
Right, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, sorry. All right, how about another song?
Okay. I'll do a cover of the Beatles' While My Guitar Gently Weeps. I look at you all, see the love there that's sleeping. Well, my guitar gently weeps. I look at the floor and I see it needs sweeping. Still, my guitar gently weeps. I don't know why nobody told you how to unfold love. I don't know how someone controlled you
they bought and sold you. I look at the world and I notice it's turning. Well, my guitar gently weeps. With every mistake, we must surely be learning. Still, my guitar gently weeps. I don't know how you were diverted, you were perverted too. I don't know how you were inverted, no one alerted you. I look at you all, see the love there that's sleeping. Well, my guitar gently weeps. I look at you all. Still, my guitar gently weeps.
Thank you.
Really nice. And the folks at home might not know, or maybe you do, that that was a Beatles song called While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And you had a nice little twist to it, or you put your own kinds of guitar ditties with it, and
yeah,
it sounded very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know, even though you are so young, I did read that you have played at some pretty big name places, especially in Iowa. Can you talk a little bit about that? Like, where have you played?
Well, okay. So, in Iowa, I've played at the Iowa State Fair a couple times as part of what was called Bob Doerr's Iowa Music Review, where he likes to feature a lot of area musicians and bands.
Uh-huh.
And then I've done a lot in Northeast Iowa, where I'm from. I've also was at part of a blues camp once, where I got to play at the Chicago House of Blues, which was fun.
Yeah, I'll bet. I read that. Yeah. You know, there were, there was something about Famous Dave's, maybe? That could have been a place
Iowa. Yeah, that was another blues camp, actually, and it was in Minneapolis, and it was at the Famous Dave's restaurant up there.
Oh, okay. And then a few times at the Cherokee Jazz and Blues Festival. Is that in Iowa?
Yep, that's Western Iowa. My uncle here is actually from Cherokee, Iowa.
Oh.
And we've been up there several times. They have a jazz and blues fest every year. And I've been to a couple jam sessions. And then we've also had a few several hour long sets as part of it.
Uh-huh. So far, and that's really got to be some kind of honor sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be at those big-name places. I really want to talk now a little bit about an honor that has recently been bestowed upon you, and it included a nice little monetary chunk for you. So can you talk about that a little bit, Paul?
So yeah, I at Wartburg College, I am a just finished my second year there. I am a double major in computer science and physics, and I got the Rossing Scholarship, which is an academic scholarship for physics majors at ELCA-affiliated colleges.
What does that stand for again? ELCA?
Evangelical Lutheran Church of America.
Right, okay.
So it's just the church associated with the college. But
that's right.
They give these academic physics scholarships with a grant from, I think it's called the Rossing Foundation. I might be wrong about that.
Yeah, I have here the Thomas D. Rossing Fund Scholarship.
Yep.
Foundation. And you said a double major in computer science and physics. Wow. What a load, Paul, hey?
Yep.
Yeah. But you also are quite involved in music at the university.
So, yeah, at Wartburg, I'm able to play guitar, first of all, in the jazz band there, the Nightlighters Jazz Band.
Oh, nice.
And then I also play violin in the Commerce Striker, which is their chamber orchestra, and I sing in the men's choir, the Ritter Corps.
All right, so guitar, you know, I was about to ask you that as well. Guitar and violin and vocals and... Yeah.
And I play a bit of mandolin and bass guitar also, and then middle and high school band, I did percussion, although I haven't done that much of that since then.
Yeah. Well, I know that a lot of guitar players touch on bass guitar and mandolin, and especially if you also play fiddle, because mandolin
right.
and fiddle have the same... letter names of strings, and they
yeah.
aren't exactly the same, but
right.
similar. Yeah, that's way cool. So I was going to ask you if you play any other instruments. Do you play any winds?
I do not.
No,
I
okay.
do not do very well with any instruments that you have to blow into.
Yeah, and it's a, you know, they're just way different than the strings, and
yep.
it's understandable. Let's see. You know, I do want to read a little bit. There was one of your professors, I believe, kind of summed it up. Why did you get the scholarship? And I'm just going to read just a few of his words. I'm trying to just look at my notes. You earned the award in part for your intrinsic motivation, your strong work ethic, and your strong work products, as well as your valuable contributions in class discussions. And that's, I mean, that is everything that a college student should be proud of. And that is apparently, according to one of your professors, is the reason that you won that. And it was a nice little monetary sum to help you
yeah.
progress further. And I really liked reading about that. How about another song?
Okay. Talking about studying physics actually leads well into the next one I plan to do. This is a song called 39, written by Brian May of Queen, who I look to as a role model. He was, in addition to being the guitarist for Queen, he has a PhD in astrophysics. And this song is actually... has to do with what's time dilation due to Einstein's theory of special relativity, because basically the story is that there's been a space mission to a planet far away, and when they get back, they're only a year older, but 100 years have passed on Earth. So this is 39. In the year of 39, assembled here the volunteers. In the days where the lands were few,
Here the ship sailed out into the blue and sunny morn, the sweetest I'd ever seen. Then night followed day, and the storytellers say that the score brave souls in sight, for so many lonely days, sailed across the milky seas, never looked back, never feared, and never cried. Don't you hear my call, though you're many years away, don't you hear me calling you? Write your letters in the sand, for today I take your hand in the land that our grandchildren knew. In the year of 39 came a ship in from the blue. The volunteers came home that day, and they bring good news of a world so newly born that our hearts so heavily weigh. For the earth is old and gray, little darling will away, but my love this cannot be. For so many years have gone, though I'm older but a year, your mother's eyes from your eyes cry to me. Don't you hear my call, though you're many years away, don't you hear me calling you? Write your letters in the sand, for today I take your hand in the land that our grandchildren knew. Don't you hear my call, though you're many years away, don't you hear me calling you? All your letters in the sand, gotta tell me like your hand in the land that our grandchildren knew.
Oh, wow. That is really a nice song.
Yeah.
That really suits your voice well, too. And not that
Thank you.
Yeah, every song has, but that one especially, I think. And the year of 39, wow. We talked just a little bit about the fact that you're a double major at your university. Would you say that the name of the college again?
Yeah, it is Wartburg College, and it is in Waverly, Iowa,
right,
where I'm from.
Wartburg.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Good. Thanks for pronouncing it for me. And you're a double major in computer science and physics. So maybe you haven't gotten quite this far, but from what I read, I think you have. What are your plans like? What would you like to be doing if everything was exactly how you like it when you graduate? What will you be doing to earn money?
So that's something where I'm still not entirely sure where I'm planning to go, but I definitely want to continue with my music, whether that ends up being as a career or a side project. And I'd also really like to find something that combines my interests in science and in music.
Oh, so, wow, that's a tall order. But, of course, when you study acoustics, music
right.
acoustics, coincidentally, my father, who's long gone, he was a band conductor in the Army, and his master's degree was in the acoustics of music.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I probably have a copy of his dissertation, matter of fact. I might pass that on. Anyway, that's really cool. So that you think there could be physics and computer science combined, maybe with music.
Yep.
Yeah, there could be something out there. Can I read what I did see a quote, and maybe this is wrong, or maybe your ideas have changed. So I'm going to run this by you, what I think I read that you said once. and that you would like to be researching how machine learning, especially physics-guided neural networks, can be applied to problems in acoustics and music production.
Yeah.
So that's a tall order. And if you think, how do machines, of course, machine learning is the latest, so there should be that should be opening up to be quite a big topic for people to be looking into. Physics-guided neural networks. Wow. Yeah, that sounds really, really complicated. And good luck with that and everything that you do at college, really.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So how about some more songs?
Okay. So as I mentioned earlier, our family takes a trip up here to the North Shore every year. And this is 1 year I was up in Grand Portage and we saw the story of the Ojibwe creation story, which is Turtle Islands, their creation and flood story. And I wrote a song about it. We're all here together on the turtle's back. We've got to make it last here on Turtle Island. For a long time ago, when we were way off track, we were given a second chance here on Turtle Island. And if we go on and ignore the warnings that he gave, there will be another storm and we won't be saved. For in the beginning, mystery made the world, brought forth the people there before Turtle Island. Instead of working together, humans took a wrong turn, fighting amongst themselves before Turtle Island. And they continued to ignore the warnings that he gave. The earth brought forth a mighty storm, and just a few were saved. To live on, they needed a fresh start. Muskrat dove to fetch the seed that grew to Turtle Island. The turtle offered up her back to bear the weight of the land. The four winds stretched the continent, creating Turtle Island. Now we must try to listen to the warnings that he gave, to live in harmony with Earth and cherish all we have. We're all here together on the turtle's back. We've got to make it last here on Turtle Island. We've got to make it last here on Turtle Island.
All right. Very, very nice.
Thank you.
A little bit of history in a song that you wrote, right?
Yep.
And that song was called Turtle Island, written by our guest in the studio live today, Paul Zelli. And we're just loving this. And I guess I should tell the folks at home, in case you have forgotten, you're listening to KTWH 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, Minnesota, or you have your dial tuned to that, or you might be streaming us at ktwh.org, which is always an option. And I'm just loving your songs, Paul. It's just a nice variety, blues and very upbeat some of it, and a lot of improvisation that you mentioned before. Doesn't that just make things fresh for you when you know that Even if a song is getting old, you can always improvise differently.
That's right.
Yeah, and so that's really, really nice. And what a great skill, especially at 19 years old. I'm just floored at how you have mastered that instrument so young. And you said you've never really had a lot of lessons on it. And how about voice lessons, though?
I took vocal lessons for a couple of years.
Uh-huh. I could tell. I mean, I think you're using some pretty good vocal techniques.
Oh, thank you. I think I have a little bit more trouble with the voice than with the guitar, but it's definitely been improving over the last couple of years.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and good luck with that. It's not easy, you know. It's your... what makes it a little bit difficult for some folks is that unlike an instrument that you hold outside your body, it is your instrument, it's in your body, and sometimes it's very difficult to decide to change something about it.
Yeah.
Or to work on something different. And so vocal learning is very important and maybe even more difficult than learning guitar, although, wow. You blow me away on that thing.
Oh, thanks.
Another song.
Okay. Here's an old Hoagy Carmichael tune. It's called Georgia on My Mind. Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Oh, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you. Come sweet and clear, like moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Oh, Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Oh, Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Oh, yeah. Really nice. Nice way to go with an old standard, Georgia on My Mind. And, Hoagie Carmichael, you said, wrote that one. That's a very wonderful standard. Let's see. I'm going to ask you a question that some guests have a little bit of a challenge with, but I'm still going to ask it of this young man. Some people are thinking, I really want my son to play like that or my daughter to play like that. I don't know what to do. So do you have any advice for families with kids? What would you say if you could say one piece of advice to the family or to the person, the kid? One piece of advice.
That's a good question. So, a couple of things I would say is, first of all, just don't be afraid to try it out and just see what you can learn. And there's, for blues specifically, there's a website I really like called Texas Blues Alley that goes through a lot of the licks you'll hear blues people play and how to like navigate that kind of music.
Oh, and is it a beginner friendly, or you have to
I think so.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's for people at a bunch of different levels.
All right. Say the name of that again.
Texas Blues Alley.
Yeah, all right. Good deal.
And also, I would recommend, I mean, this is a bit broad, but just listening to the musicians you really like, and just if there's like a song you want to learn to play, just keep listening to it and trying to pick up what they're doing.
Yeah. Now, that was a biggie for me when I was in college studying music and had to play in front of a bunch of people, scared to death, shaking like a leaf. I was already 45 when I started college. You just have to listen to people who are pros over and over and over and over, and that's a really good piece of advice. I'm glad you said that. How about another song? Right before we do that, because I don't want to forget, I'm sorry to stop you, I want to repeat, if I haven't said already, I want to say it the first time, that you are playing tonight right in this town, or tomorrow night, right in this town at the Harbor Rail Pub. And I think your gig goes from 7 to 10, doesn't it?
Yep, 7 to 10.
Yeah. Will you be playing all by yourself, or you'll have your sister?
So, yeah, I'll be playing by myself on a lot of it, but my sister Emily, who sings, is going to sing on a few of the songs as well.
All right. So that was tomorrow night, which is the 11th, from 7 to 10 at the Harbor Rail Pub in Two Harbors. All right. Now another song.
Okay. This is an Elton John song called Have Mercy on the Criminal. Have you heard the dogs at night somewhere on the hill chasing some poor criminal, and you know they're out to kill? Oh, there must be shackles on his feet and murder in his eyes. Stumbling through the devil dark with the hound pack in full cry. Oh, have mercy on the criminal who is running from the law. Are you blind to the winds of change? Do you hear him anymore? Praying, Lord, you gotta help me. I'm never gonna sin again. Just take these chains from around my legs. Sweet Jesus, I'll be your friend.
Have you ever seen the whitey flame as you lie on the cool damp ground? You're taken in the face of a rifle butt as the wardens hold you down. And you've never seen a friend in years or turned your heart to stone. You jump the walls and the dogs run free, and the gray is gonna be your home. Oh, have mercy on the criminal who is running from the law. Are you blind to the winds of change? Do you hear him anymore? Pray, Lord, you gotta help me. I'm never gonna sit again. Just take these chains from around my legs. Sweet Jesus, I'll be your friend. Running from the law. Are you blind to the winds of change? Do you hear him anymore? Pray, Lord, you gotta help me. I'm never gonna sin again. Just take these chains from around my legs. Sweet Jesus, I'll be your friend.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
I know a lot of Elton John songs. I have never heard that one. That's really cool. One of the many things, well, your guitar work on that was just sweet.
Oh, thanks.
But one of the things I really liked about that, and I don't even know what you call it, but when it's some kind of musical device when guitar and voice are on the same note.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're in unison. What, can you talk a little bit about that? I love that.
I would call that doubling. So it's when, for example, who is running from the law? So it's singing it and then doubling it on guitar.
Yeah, I just love that sound. I just think it's a real, it's like a breath of fresh air almost, or, you know,
yeah.
a different kind of a sound. And I really, really like that. Oh, my gosh, we are... there's so much more I want to know and so much more I want to hear. And it looks like we have about 6 minutes left. So I do want to warn you, because some people have a last song. And we might, now it's 5 minutes. So I'm going to have you play another song. And if, you know, the folks at home know, on the Beat Farm, sometimes we just run out of time in the middle of a song, but you can keep playing it. And so I want to thank you, just in case we do run out of time in the next 5 minutes. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you for having me here.
Oh, yeah. Sleepy Bones Allison is, I think, a more popular name for you. And Paul Zelli is your given name. And you'll be at the Harbor Rail Pub tomorrow night. So another song, please.
Okay, so I'll probably go a little bit over with this, but this is one I wrote called Wasting Time.
Okay.
in a land filled with riches. Children cry out for bread. Amid continuing battles, there's no relief for the wounded. The mountains and the forests are being trampled by the beast, and wildfires burning. Storms are raging and the sea is still rising. How long can we endure the suffering and sorrow? How long can we go on ignoring tomorrow? We got a moment to fight some hope before the end of our line. And it feels like we're just wasting time. Brothers and sisters, it's our time to take a stance. We're stronger together. Won't you offer up a hand? Senior generation, not afraid to face the task. We'll invent a better future, because we only dare to ask the question, how long can we endure the suffering and sorrow? How long can we go on ignoring tomorrow? We got a moment to fight some hope before the end of our line. And we won't just stand back wasting time. Suffering and sorrow. How long can we go on ignoring tomorrow? We got a moment to find some hope before the end of our line. And it feels like we're just wasting time. But we won't just stand back wasting time. No, we can't just stand back wasting time.
Oh. Wow, that's really a powerful song.
Thank you.
I mean, the words, the music of it, very, very powerful. And again, in case we're still on, thank you so much for being here. And I want to thank your family for having you here, too, and vacationing in Two Harbors. We love it here, and I know you do, because you keep coming back.
Yep, it's great to be here.
Yeah.